This GCN program brought to you by Frederick Remington, Fully Cooked Bacon, the thickest, meatiest, center-cut bacon in the industry. Available at FullyCookedBacon.com. That's FullyCookedBacon.com.
The Founding Fathers definitely knew what they were doing when they said, "Shall not be infringed." Forget all the misinformation, because this is the Blunt Object, presented by Second Call Defense. Defending you after you defend yourself. This is Lock and Load with Bill Brady.
All right, hour number three, coming at you live from the Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by G-Code.
There are many pistol holsters on the market today, but only one has set the standard for innovative tactical carry, and it's G-Code. G-Code holsters allow for a full firing grip when drawing your weapon. These holsters are American-made and built to last. Starting at under $40, check out the G-Code difference at tacticalholsters.com. The most modular holsters on the market. That's tacticalholsters.com. Tacticalholsters.com. Quality is the difference.
Quality, modularity, and a warranty you cannot believe. Check them out at tacticalholsters.com. Last Thursday, in a move that defies any definition of logic, the Democrat-controlled California State Senate passed a measure that will lower the sentences for felons who used a gun in the commission of their crimes. You heard me. They are reducing sentences for criminals using guns. These are the same Democrats that constantly create and pass stricter and stricter gun control laws, and who constantly scream and cry and whine about how guns are bad. Senator Stephen Bradford, Democrat, Gardenia, said he introduced a bill after a 17-year-old riding in a car involved in a drive-by shooting was sentenced to 25 years in prison, even though he denied shooting the gun. Let me see if I have this, if I'm assessing this the right way. You have a gang member, obviously, who was a participant in a drive-by shooting, denying that he did it while in prison. Is this senator a moron? Prisons are filled with people who didn't do it. The bill, SB 620, passed based solely on Democrat votes. Not a single Republican voted for it. And even some Democrats were not stupid enough to pass this ridiculous bill. This bill just furthers California's continued idiotic approach of going soft on crime, which started with AB 109, followed by Prop 47, most recently topped off by Prop 57. So statistically speaking, the overwhelming majority of crimes involving the use of a firearm, like 99%, are committed by suspects who obtain their guns illegally. Most of those suspects are prohibited persons who are unable to legally possess a gun. They are, in fact, the very people that lawmakers should seek to lock up for extended periods of time. But instead, they're the very people whom the Democrats are seeking to lessen the prison sentences on. I know a couple of guys, you know, I've had a couple of sponsors, Alan Normandy with Battle Cop. He used to be a cop in California. Michael Parks, Agency Arms, is a cop in California. And, for the cops, I would think, of California, for the gun owners of California, the passage of that bill conveys a very special message for everybody out there that's doing the right thing. It tells me that these Democrat politicians are more concerned with the lives of convicted felons who used a gun in the commission of their crime than they are about law-abiding gun owners who are guilty of nothing more than the unspeakable act of merely owning a gun. There really is no other way to logically interpret this. To them, law-abiding gun owners are bad. Using a gun in the commission of a felony is acceptable. California, the Golden State. Hollywood, place of movies, Silicon Valley. They're also now the state of insanity. And they, their level of insanity is so deep, we don't know where the bottom comes out. And it shows no sign of reversing course. One thing to remember, coming off of Manchester, you need to remember the real victims of the Manchester bombing. Now, here's a pattern 9 times out of 10. A bunch of people are innocently murdered, or innocent people are murdered horribly. Excuse me, I'm sorry about that. We're warned by the press not to assume is Islamic terrorism. It turns out that it's Islamic terrorism, and then we get hashtag Muslims fear the backlash. In England, they're now at stage 4. Let's see. Where did this come from? I don't know. I think the magazine is called Conor Gaffey. Many of the city's nearly 250,000 Muslims dread the seemingly inevitable backlash against their community. Mohammed Abdul Malik, an imam and trustee of the MYF Muslim Youth Foundation, says the aftermath of such attacks is a time marked by fear. I think with past experience that fear is out there in our community, especially among women. But I pray and tell those who want to take revenge against Muslims that Muslims are equally victims of this act. Muslim youngsters were in the concert, the taxi drivers who helped take youngsters to their homes. Some of them would be Muslims. People in the city center are Muslims. We are part of this community, and what hurts the community hurts us. Well, I hate to tell you this, Imam, but unless you're picking some nail shrapnel out of your butt, you're not a victim. But nonetheless, he feels that the backlash against him is seemingly inevitable. It's always right around the corner, isn't it? This happens every time. Somehow, before the bodies have even cooled, the media turns Muslims everywhere into the real victims of an Islamic terrorist attack. I'm never going to understand this impulse to turn away from a pile of broken and bleeding corpses to assign victimhood to people who get dirty looks on the train. So if the pattern holds in the next few weeks, we'll see stories about Islamophobic hate crimes, which 9 times out of 10 are also fake. Or I think it's actually 10 times out of 10. And if the pattern holds, they'll be exposed as hoaxes intended to raise awareness. Some of them perpetrated by Muslims. Then everybody will shrug and go back to jabbering about Trump or Twin Peaks or whatever until the next time this happens. And it will. It will happen again. Now, we could turn this into a learning moment. We could break out of this idiotic pattern. What is needed here is we need to do what everybody... You notice that in Japan, you never hear of an Islamic terrorist attack in Japan. That's not to say one won't happen one day. But when was the last time you heard about a terrorist attack in Japan? Besides that, I can't remember who it was. It was a Japanese group that did it. We have to break this pattern, and we have to call it what it is, and we have to look at the people that are there. France has done it. They went after people like this imam who's out there saying, "We're victims here." No, you're not, buddy. They kicked in a lot of people's doors like this imam, and they found caches of weapons. And then they closed those mosques down. This is not going after a religion. This is an idea. This is a movement, a political system, a way of thinking, a financial system. They have it all. All of it. This is more like communism than it is like being a Baptist. So... we need to change our thought pattern here and move on to the next phase. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
I'm gonna talk to you. combining practical application, affordability, and an over-engineered design. This is the world of Lucid Optics. Lucid is a company developed on a dream but designed on a firing range with an input-based perspective that is unique in the optics industry. Copying no one and with value exceeding everyone, their lineup has something designed for every shooter and every application. To check out this indestructible selection, go to mylucidgear.com for the 2017 catalog today. Lucid Optics. On target. Under budget. You've chosen your weapon, but we have the technology. We can make it better, faster, more lethal. We are Hive Technologies. Mastering efficiency and production, we bring a suite of parts designed for your defensive weapon. Increasing capacity, dexterity, and speed. 100% American made at a price that all shooters can afford with parts for your Glock and Smith & Wesson developed to increase your defensive capability. Find us at HiveTechnologiesBuilder.com. Hive Technologies. Welcome to the Hive.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
You've heard the phrase, you are what you eat? Not true. Actually, you are what you can absorb. So if the vitamins and supplements you now take are not being absorbed, what good are they? Introducing Protovite, proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Then call 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Welcome back. Last day of the rest of my life. Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Frog Lube.
Tired of gun lubricants that create buildup? Well, so was I. That's why I switched to Frog Lube. Frog Lube was developed by Navy SEALs, and if it's good enough for the best, it's good enough for me. Frog Lube eliminates residue while improving accuracy. Frog Lube works in any condition. Shift to Frog Lube and feel the difference. Go to froglube.com and get yours now. That's froglube.com. It just works.
Oh, yeah, this is the stuff. This is the stuff that'll make your weapon combat effective. All the time, every time. Froglube.com. I sit here and I try to immerse myself. I have access to some of the very best tactical trainers out there to ask their advice. Go take a class with them if I want. Quite a few of them, actually. Some of them with counter-terror backgrounds. And I've been asking myself, how do we stop this pattern of these attacks? How do we get the Islamists to understand that killing is not the answer? And I've been asking this question for a long time, and apparently I just haven't asked the right thing. So we're going to start a new segment tonight. Whenever I can't find the right answer because everything's going on, we're going to start a new segment called Just Ask Katy Perry. Love it. Just love it. Apparently she has the genius behind this. In response to the terrorist attack at an Ariana Grande concert on Monday night, fellow pop star Katy Perry, who I have some of her music. I mean, I like the way she sings. I think she's sort of an idiot when she says some of the stuff she says. But man, she does not disappoint now. She came up with some curious suggestions as to how people should respond to the threat or the threat of additional attacks. Love. Coming together with no borders and that people should coexist. She made the comments on the Elvis Duran and the Morning Show. Where have I been that I have never heard of that one? That's a splendid idea. I love it myself. Love each other. Let's just coexist. Oh, gosh. Here, let me type this in there. I don't know, in the chat room, I do not know which one it is, but somebody's asking me which gun would I prefer, but either that gun, the car, or the Smith & Wesson M&P Shield in 45 is another I would look at, guessed 600. I don't know why we haven't tried this before. We could just get the, Islamists together. We could just run out and rush ISIS screaming kumbaya. Normally, see, this is almost a dangerous degree of naivete here. Or idiocy. I don't know which it is. So normally I would not pile on somebody who's trying to do well. But this is absolutely idiotic. It's impossible to coexist with people who want to kill you. And ISIS wants to kill Westerners. In England, a lot of people are Westerners. It's rather basic fact. Suicide bombings aren't just things that happen randomly. People of Manchester were doing just fine before someone followed a twisted ideology, and took it upon himself to detonate a nail bomb in a crowd of concert goers. Now, judging from the responses of most people in Manchester, the people who opened their homes and the acts of kindness given to the people at the concert, there's no shortage of love in the city, and the Mancunians seem to be excellent people. That doesn't change the fact that someone decided it was an admirable life choice to blow himself up next to an 8-year-old. And no amount of coexistence is going to fix that. And why in the world would someone take a terrorist attack to push for open borders? And it's also fairly hypocritical for someone in a long-standing feud with Taylor Swift to get all preachy about love and coexistence and the fan base is coming together. But that's another issue for another day. Then there's Morrissey. Who has taken a slightly different approach to the whole thing. He released a blistering statement on Facebook decrying the elites of British society who will never have to fear being killed in a terrorist attack. Said, celebrating my birthday in Manchester as news of the Manchester Arena bomb broke out. Theresa May said such attacks will not break us, but her own life is lived in a bulletproof bubble. and she evidently does not need to identify any young people today in the Manchester morgues. Also, will not break us means that the tragedy will not break her or her policies on immigration. The young people of Manchester are already broken. Thanks all the same, Teresa. Sadiq Khan says London is united with Manchester, but he does not condemn Islamic State, who claimed responsibility for the bomb. Sadiq Khan is the Muslim mayor of London. In modern Britain, everyone seems petrified to officially say what we all say in private. Politicians tell us they are unafraid, but they are never the victims. How easy to be unafraid when one is protected from the line of fire. The people have no such protections. That was on, what was that? That was on Facebook, I think. Yeah, that was on Facebook. And then on Twitter, we get this. From Katy Perry, no barriers, no borders. We all just need to coexist, said Katy Perry in response to the terrorist bomb in Manchester that killed 22 people and injured dozens of others. Guy Benson at townhall.com, who their news is here, he put on Twitter, would Katy consider playing a free coexistence concert in Raqqa? I think that's a good idea. No, I don't think that's a good idea. Katy Perry is a young idiot. And she should not go somewhere where they're going to butcher her, which they will. She shows, you know, there's a lot of people that get out there and think she shows too much skin around here. What do you think the Islamists are going to do to her? They're not going to be nice to her either. So I don't think... I'm being asked a question in the chat room about striker fire. I guess you go with the Glock 30 or the Glock 21, if that's the case. Those would be the two if you're looking for a double stack. Those are the ones I know about anyway. Although I think they make the SIG P320 in a double stack as well for 45, but I don't know. When we get back, we're going to talk about the new normal in society. Because this is Lock and Load. Stated goal is to be the best. You know your product will need to be superb. Primary Weapons uses the best manufacturing process and parts available. Clean, efficient operation due to their piston-driven system. While maintaining the perfect weight, Primary Weapons is first and foremost a company comprised of shooters looking to produce the most effective weapon possible. While pleasing to the eye, this is lethal functionality achieved. PrimaryWeapons.com. The highest quality, fair priced, because it's time. Offering the largest selection of night armament guns and parts in the world, OperationParts.com carries both the latest and the hardest to find components for your weapon. With name brands like Noveski, Aimpoint, and Nighthawk, OperationParts.com is a realm of the most discerning firearms connoisseur. With free shipping available on most orders, these are experienced AR-15 enthusiasts that test each part and component to ensure customer satisfaction. OperationParts.com. Make yours operational.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee, and they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
Today. How to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1. Stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything. Your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2. Call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-945-1063. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-945-1063. Step 3, congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-945-1063. That's 1-800-945-1063.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
And understands why I use them. Because some of them have gun overtones, not necessarily really nice ones. I like them, though, because it has a beat and you can dance to it.
Yeah.
Tell me what that reference is to, I dare anybody. Anyway, welcome back, coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, Defending You After You Defend Yourself studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by G-Code.
There are many pistol holsters on the market today, but only one has set the standard for innovative tactical carry, and it's G-Code. G-Code holsters allow for a full firing grip when drawing your weapon. These holsters are American-made and built to last. Starting at under $40, check out the G-Code difference at TacticalHolsters.com, the most modular holsters on the market. That's TacticalHolsters.com, TacticalHolsters.com. Quality is the difference.
TacticalHolsters.com, when you go there, if you already have your weapon, you already have your magazines, you already have your ammunition, everything else you need is there. Everything. They have the contact series for whatever kind of chest rig you're going to need. They have belts. They have already built belts. They have standalone belts. Thank you. American Bandstand. Somebody got it right. Iowa got it right, as a matter of fact. But anyway, check them out. TacticalHolsters.com. I don't think a TV scriptwriter could have made a more obvious jihadist than the Manchester bomber Salman Abedi. According to the Daily Mail, this guy was so off the charts and stereotypically bad that it probably took more effort to keep him in Britain than it would have to deport him. Here's a question. Is any UK jihadist ever deported? For anything? Consider the points made in this Daily Mail report. Abedi was the son of refugees from Libya. Who fled Libya? Jihadists. Why? Because Gaddafi crack down on jihadists. Why would the UK take people fleeing from Gaddafi when so many would-be jihadists or sympathizers? Once in the UK, the dad was allowed to work in airport security. The dad goes back to Libya to fight Gaddafi on the side of the jihadists. Abadi is known to UK security services. Abadi is believed to be connected to an ISIS recruiter. Rafael Hasti. Abadi recently returned from a three-week trip to Libya. Some neighbors say he had the face of hate when growing up. His mother told people she was concerned about her son's radical views. His wife was reported to a counter-terrorism unit. He was known at his mosque as a troublemaker and uncooperative. He objected to anti-ISIS statements made at his mosque. He had grown a beard. His brother posted pro-ISIS comments online. So this guy checks every single jihadist box. So when people like this are allowed to walk the streets, and there's a report that there are about 3,500 Abadis roaming free in the UK, the public can be excused for assuming that a suicide bombing at a pop concert is the new normal. Seems normal to me. I mean, it would be abnormal for the U.S. to implement a common-sense immigration policy or to deport Islamist preachers promoting Sharia. But it is normal, as per Tucker Carlson's report this evening, for the U.S. immigration authorities to find homes for MS-13 gang members in communities around the country. Normal is the perfect word to describe the terror threat in the West, because the threat of terror is average and expected. When I heard about the Manchester bombing, I just said to myself, oh, I was wondering where it was going to be in Europe. Not surprised it was in the UK. It's not productive to fantasize about our governments in the West finally waking up to the threat. Tipping point analyses are pointless. When you have government agencies seek for decades in multicultural religion and diversity dogma, it's going to take decades, if ever, to reach a stage when bad people are tossed out. Major Abdul Nidal Hassan. He presented his views in a PowerPoint presentation to other officers on an American military base 8 years after 9/11 and 8 years ago. Has the U.S. military changed its personnel policy since Hassan killed 13 fellow soldiers? Or would today's military turn a blind eye to "we love death more than you love life" presentation? For me to ask that question is very painful, because I have logic and then I have to wonder what the truth would be to that answer. Those in charge haven't convinced me that the term counterterrorism has a fixed, settled, and dependable meaning. It mostly refers to plans and organizations and people, but it doesn't refer to a consequence or an endpoint the way that J. Edgar Hoover and his G-Men meant that diehard ruthless criminals were marked for death. Americans were taught that J. Edgar Hoover was the enemy and Bonnie and Clyde were cool. In the current state of affairs today, jihad is going to be with us throughout the rest of our lifetimes. Admitting this is to accept the truth. There's other truths to consider as well. Nobody's going to do anything about this. And at the same sense, the Democrats who are trying to import all of these people here, and some Republicans too, at the same time, the Democrats are trying to disarm all of us. They are much the way Morrissey sees the government of Britain. You know, the governments of our countries and, this government here and... They don't have to worry about nothing. Now, where I think the tipping point would be if one of these guys broke into a government chamber and took out a bunch of lawmakers. This is not something I'm wishing for. I'm simply saying I think that's what it would take. Anything below that, any target below that, an orphanage, a school bus, a subway, a shopping mall, a loaded street on Christmas Day, that kind of thing. Anything below that is not going to do anything except just tighten their power. I don't know if that is tactical in design. Are they trying to get us to hate the government because they're so inept? Or is it simply because they just can't penetrate to the layers they need to get past in order to do something in a chamber filled with lawmakers? But nothing is being done, to be sure. When I say nothing is being done, I'm saying that we have people in our midst right now that we know are jihadis. In the United States, in Europe, we know this. We're not rounding them up. We're not going after them. Now, we are going after MS-13. I know it's early in the thing. But, I mean, every time Trump tries to do something to safeguard the nation, some judge stops him. What do you want, America? Do you feel safe? Because I know feelings are important to some people. I don't feel safe, and I walk around strapped. Because no matter how prepared I am, if I'm dealing with two or three people, I don't know how lucky I'm going to be in that altercation. I'll participate without a doubt because I'm not going to have any choice. But we're not doing anything that I know of. I see us getting tough on crime. I see us, but I don't see anything happening with inner city crime either. But we know it's there. But I'm going to get really politically incorrect when we get back. This is Lock and Load.
Winston Churchill said, "Never let a good crisis go to waste." But how do you know when a good crisis happens? With MarketVulture.com. Get real-time alerts and stay informed as we alert you when bad things occur in the market, in the news, and in hotspots around the world. Then we tell you where to look for opportunity. Try Market Vulture now with a 7-day free trial. Don't worry, zero risk, one-click cancel anytime you want. MarketVulture.com. Seize the opportunity.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Do you know what's lurking in your water? More than 200 contaminants could be sitting there, just waiting for your glass. With the ProPure water filter, start enjoying clean and great-tasting water today. ProPure filters, independently tested, latest water filter technology. ProPure systems do not require electricity and are easy to set up and easy to use. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Message and data rates may apply.
Hi, I'm Frank Thomas.
When I was playing ball, they called me the Big Hurt. But after I left the game, Mother Nature started putting a big hurt on me. I just couldn't stay in shape like I used to. Turns out, it wasn't my fault. Once you hit 40, your body has less free testosterone, and that can make it harder to get into shape. But luckily, I found out about Nugenix.
Nugenix is a unique man-boosting formula powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help boost your free testosterone levels. Get a complimentary bottle now by texting PRIME66 to 321-321. With Nugenix, you can feel stronger, leaner, with a lot more stamina and energy.
And guys, she'll like the difference too.
Nugenix is GNC's number one selling men's vitality product. Get a complimentary bottle now by texting PRIME66 to 321-321. Nugenix samples are not available in stores. So again, text PRIME66 to 321-321.
Tiffany Jenks was murdered October 8, 2013, at the age of 35, shot in the forehead by someone she did not know and had apparently only met that night shortly prior to her death.
Or so the Oregon police say.
Another mind control victim to the slaughter?
Who really killed Tiffany Jenks?
A story that won't go away. Read about it on Facebook at Tiffany Jenks Murder, spelled TiffanyJenks Murder.com.
TiffanyJenksMurder.com.
Last time on the firing line. Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Frog Lube.
Tired of gun lubricants that create buildup? Well, so was I. That's why I switched to Frog Lube. Frog Lube was developed by Navy SEALs, and if it's good enough for the best, it's good enough for me. Frog Lube eliminates residue while improving accuracy. Frog Lube works in any condition. Shift to Frog Lube and feel the difference. Go to froglube.com and get yours now. That's froglube.com. It just works.
Indeed, it does. Check them out at froglube.com. The children of Manchester were killed by a jihadi known to authorities. So were the victims of 12 out of the 14 Islamic terror attacks in America under Obama's watchful eye. And all of that's got to be done. It's got to end. Our terror watch list must become a terror deportation list. President Trump went to the very heart of Islam, Saudi Arabia, and told the assembled leaders of the Muslim world they must drive the jihadis out of their mosques and out of their communities, out of their country, and out of this earth. I like that idea. Saudis are responsible for their country. We are responsible for the United States of America. So let us start right here and right now. We need to drive all of those who preach jihad out of our American mosques and community and country. Preachers in America are not allowed to encourage murder or the overthrow of our government. It is immoral and illegal to allow the preaching of jihad in our mosques. And yet, time after time, wherever we have an Islamic atrocity in our country, we discover that the killer attended a radical mosque. One estimate is that half of the mosques in our country were founded by radical Muslim Brotherhood members. In 2012, then-President of France, Nicolas Sarkozy, banned radical imams from entering France. In 2016, France closed down a handful of radical mosques where authorities found terrorist weapon caches. We should do that and so much more. We should close all radical mosques, especially for those who believe that Islam is a religion of peace. It is clear that these are not true religious institutions, but centers promoting Muslim supremacy and violence and the suppression of other religions. You know, let's coexist like Katie wants us to. And make no mistake, Islamism in America reaches far beyond the mosque walls. We have pro-jihadi curriculum in our schools, jihadi preachers and speakers in our mosques and prisons, jihadi bureaucrats and support staff in our government, jihadi judges in our courts, one appointed by New Jersey Republican Governor Chris Christie, and jihadis serving on oversight committees of police departments, the FBI, and Homeland Security. Drink that in. Trump is asking the Muslim leaders across the globe to step up. We have to step up. We have to step up at every level. We need to support people, citizen activists like Pamela Geller and Brigitte Gabriel, the remarkable Charles Jacobs and Stephen Emerson. These guys have been carrying the burden to fight jihad, and they've been doing it almost alone for years. Pamela Geller, I don't know how many times they tried to get her. We need an all-out effort by city and state governments, Congress, and every federal department. And yes, the president, who has to get moving. They're supposed to protect us from organized killers, after all. Defending ourselves from jihadi murderers is almost impossible. Or at least that's what we're told by the multiculturalists, without doing irreparable damage to freedom of religion and freedom of speech. You guys are wrong. Our freedom of religion and speech will be impossible unless we stop the immigration of adherents of Sharia and drive out American jihadis. Our Constitution does not require us to adopt as fellow citizens people who hate our constitutional freedoms, let alone those who are crazed with an evil piety to maim and kill infidels. Free speech has never protected those organizing violence. Naturalized citizens who break their oath of citizenship can have their citizenship revoked. Their American-born children and other American Muslims involved with terror-supporting Islamist groups should be declared enemy combatants and appropriate action taken. When you're taking the oath, you say that you declare on oath absolutely and entirely to renounce and abjure all allegiance and fidelity to any foreign prince, potentate, state, sovereignty, of whom or which I have heretofore been subject or citizen, that I will support and defend the constitutional laws of the United States of America against all enemies, foreign and domestic, that I will bear true faith and allegiance to the same, that I will bear arms on behalf of the United States when required by law, that I will perform non-combatant services in the armed forces of the United States when required by law, that I will perform work of national importance under civilian direction when required by law. And I take this obligation freely, without any mental reservation or purpose of evasion. So help me, God. These multiculturalists who are dominating our media and our universities and the Democratic Party are in deep moral confusion. Their imperative is to protect their ideals. And the progressives will sacrifice all of us to the idol of their delusions. Do not make any mistake about that. They turn their faces away as innocents in the Middle East and Africa are kidnapped and burned alive and beheaded and raped and tortured. They are sad but willing to do nothing as innocent Christians and Jews in America and Europe are targeted on purpose, blown up, run over, or shot. They enjoy that hit of moral superiority each time they preach to us that we must tolerate Islam. If beautiful toleration requires our lives be snuffed out, they are willing to accept that price. Terrorism, Obama lectured us, is not an existential threat. It was never a serious problem to him, but it is a serious problem. I'm not willing to sacrifice a single American life. Toleration of evil is not good. We are protecting our freedoms, not harming them, when we take up the burden of fighting jihad here in the United States. It is moral to drive Islamists out of our country. The answer to known wolves is not a terror watch list, but a swift deportation. In France, within hours, national security risks are put on a plane to their countries of origin. Appeals may follow from the home country. We already do that here in the United States. They call them gun violence restraining orders. So these guys should be all for this. In the UK, the Home Secretary has broad power to deport any foreign national whose removal would be conducive to the public good. Appeals go to a special court, not to the Asylum and Immigration Tribunal. In Ireland, the Minister of Justice would make no apology for deporting people who support Islamic extremism without taking the case to court. These guys don't deserve due process based upon the Constitution simply because they exist. That's for us. This idea that we're helpless to stop them is a purposeful lie pushed by progressives and the D.C. swamp because they wish to do nothing. According to Andrew McCarthy, virtually every time a terror attack has occurred, the actor initially portrayed as a solo plotter lurking under the government's radar turns out to be, after not too much digging, an already known, sometimes even notorious Islamic extremist. As amply demonstrated by Poole's reporting cataloged by PJ Media, lone wolves, virtually every single one, end up having actually had extensive connections to other Islamic extremist radical mosques, and on not rare occasions, jihadist training facilities. There are and can be no lone wolves. The very concept is inane and only stems from a willfully blind aversion to the ideological foundation of jihadist terror, which is Islamic supremism. We should be done tolerating these murderers in our midst. I agree with President Trump that Islamic extremism is evil and must be driven out of our mosques and communities and our country. Mr. President, if you would, take the wheel. I'll support you. Back again in 21 hours between now and then. Remember this, it has never been about gun control, not once, not ever. It has been, it is always going to be about total control. This has been Lock and Load. Agency Arms, a 21st century company founded by professional weapon operators. Agency Arms takes your carrier weapon and performs a lethal transformation designed to enhance function and manipulation, civilian or professional. An Agency Arms gun is reimagined to a degree its designer could only dream about. The slide, frame, and trigger refined to a deadly edge. To order or find out more, go to agencyarms.com. Now it's out in the open. Agency Arms.
Welcome to the brotherhood.
Every month we give away thousands of dollars in guns and gear at gunwinner.com. Catering to the shooter, hunter, prepper, or collector. All giveaways are free to enter courtesy of the contest sponsors. You can win guns from companies like Nighthawk Customs, Springfield, and many more. Every month, the giveaways, the contests, everything begins again. So go to gunwinner.com and enter to win. For all of your gun deals and giveaways, gunwinner.com.
Now you know. I will meet you there.
Are you looking to become more self-sufficient? Then you need to have your own energy source. The Solark EMP hardened generator is automatic, maintenance-free, and reduces your monthly electric bill. You can also take it off-grid when you go camping. Contact PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875 today. Portable Solar LLC gives you everything you need to start using solar energy in less than 1 hour. Solark EMP hardened solar generator energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today.
Be prepared for the next disaster with the Shelter Pod. The Shelter Pod is a large, all-season, heavy-duty, quick-deploy shelter. The Shelter Pod system can be set up in 30 seconds and includes an emergency medical kit, water filter, survival tools, and more. Are you prepared to take care of your family? Do you have everything in one place ready to go? Get it now or enter to win a complete Shelter Pod system at shelterpod.com. The Shelter Pod at shelterpod.com. Shelter when you need it most.